The city council in Springfield, Massachusetts could vote Monday to ban the municipal government's use of face surveillance technology. Speaking at a hearing of the Springfield City Council Public Safety Committee, Emiliano Falcone Morano of the ACLU of Massachusetts warned that the presently unregulated technology poses a threat to civil liberties and has been shown in several studies to be racially biased.
Approving this ordinance will send a message to the rest of the state, country, and world that civil rights and civil liberties are a priority in this digital 21st century and show that Springfield is leading the way.
Four Massachusetts municipalities, including Northampton, have banned facial recognition technology. The proposed ordinance in Springfield would put a five-year moratorium on the use of the technology. Even though the Springfield Police Department does not currently use the technology and is not planning to in the near future, Commissioner Cheryl Claproot opposes a legislative ban. Claproot called for an apology from City Council President Justin Hurst for these comments he made at the committee hearing in support of the proposed moratorium.
And if we all agree that this technology at some point in time, when it is perfected or close to perfected, will be useful, then as long as you come before the City Council, I don't have a problem. Just come before the City Council. Create whatever policy, regulation, procedures you have, everything that everybody has talked about, come before the City Council, and we'll lift whatever is in place, whether it's a ban or a moratorium or anything else. The idea that I'm just going to trust Commissioner Claproot or the police department is just not going to happen. But if we have the moratorium in place, then I don't have to worry about trust.
In a statement, Claproot called the remarks disrespectful. Hurst is not apologizing.
I stand by everything that I said.
He went on to say that opposition to the facial recognition technology ban would, quote, further exacerbate, end quote, distrust between communities of color and law enforcement.
It is not going to change my perspective on the facial recognition technology that has been deemed unreliable by a variety of different people.
Mayor Dominic Sarno has stated he will veto the ordinance. City Councilor Orlando Ramos, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, said the ordinance received first-step approval from 9 of the 13 city councilors.
So I'm confident that we'll be able to hold on to those 9 votes and override the veto if we have to.
Ramos is a co-sponsor of the ordinance with City Councilor Adam Gomez. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.